Welcome back to Ravens Report. When the Ravens on offense find themselves in that tight third down, 1/4 inches situation, they go to the guy who they know is going to be able to open the hole. You can hear him working on the blocking sled right now, Vonte Leach. After all, he knows how to open a hole when the Ravens have to have the tough yard. But before he hits a linebacker, Vonte hits the weight room, and equally hard.
Hey, this is Vonte Leach, your fullback. Come join me while I work out with some of my guys in here, man. It's the offseason. This is what we do. First, we got our necks. You know, I have to keep my neck strong before I can go in the hole and hit people. So it's a very important workout for me right here. Woo! That's my most important workout in here. I just did 4 sets of 12 each way. That's like 48 times with just the neck exercise. It's just to get me started, just to warm up in here.
Cameras are
huge. Yeah, yeah. I go get some water stuff.
I can't get no work done, man, with the camera.
You can't get no work done?
I don't need the camera looking at the makeup. After they record it here, they go right back to the
hard. They go right to hard. They go with the hard.
Showing what you was doing.
They told me I could go after them.
No, but he just told me I could go after them.
No.
Man, no, he did. I'm the kid.
So you just got to come in and skip me like that, bro. Hey, since your pocket's heavy, since you got more money than me, you can go ahead. You know what I'm saying?
Heavy, but the weight ain't. That's all by itself.
Yeah.
Hey, I hope this ain't on film.
Hey, it's not about how much weight you lift, man. You got to be able to transfer it to the field.
What you got?
I got 150. Look at the linebacker scrolling, boy. Look at that. I'm doing what's on my sheet. They only got me doing 190 today. 190. That's our last one? Y'all boy strong, man. I got to live with the DBs and stuff. Good work. I got you. Hey, the D's might be tough. We gotta see.
That work.
1, 2, 3.
Ah!
Come on.
Oh, that light.
But you can't give them all at one time, you know what I'm saying? Then you don't have nothing to move up to. This concludes the workout in here. Got to go outside, do some field work. I mean, this is what it's all about. You come in here, you know, it's the first week. Some weights may be lighter, some weights may be heavier, but this is the first week to earn everything out. Then you're gonna get on the pace that you want to yourself. Thank y'all for watching me. Thank y'all for joining me for working out, man. You see what the fullback does.
Ravens players frequently call the team and the locker room as close as a family, and these guys understand family. Certainly Jimmy Smith does. He's one of 10 siblings, and when game day rolls around, when any day rolls around, Jimmy Smith always has the names of his siblings literally right with him.
Half my siblings are Smiths, half of them are Smalls. So when I was about 19 years old, we had to come up with something that can unify both sides of my siblings. So we decided to get this double cursive S. When people see it, they never see the second S, but if you look closely, it's that one right there. But it's just a double cursive S, meaning Smith and Smalls, and as you can see, all my siblings are tatted right here, and like half of them are Smiths and half of them are Smalls, so we all decided to get this, and when the other one, or when you turn 18, you can get it. I guess when guys see this one in the locker room, I guess when I tell them, they never ever see the double S. They always ask what it is. They don't even think it's an S at first, and then I gotta explain to them what it is. And then they figure out, okay, Smith and Smalls. They figure out how, you know, how it relates to them. But then, you know, it helps because I got all of them down right here, and I can point out which ones are Smith and Smalls. So even my sisters have this tattoo, so it means a lot. You know, growing up, I have 10 siblings, so we're all very, very tight, like closer than best friends would be close. And so every time I look at it, it just reminds me, you know, who I play for, what I do every day, what I do for my family. You know, and this tattoo, just when I look at it, it just reminds them every day, like, I got 10 siblings. And no matter the fact that they're different last names, different parents, and this tattoo, that means we're one.
When we come back, Ravens players get close to their fans, and we close in on the Ravens' biggest game of the season so far with history.